Okay. So today, friends, we are reading a story which was highly recommended to us by a good friend, and we love when we get recommendations. The name of this story is Tidy, and it's written by Emily Gravett, and it's read today by Mommy. And...
Hey, I think you've seen me before. Spidey.
Spider-Man?
Hey.
What?
Water bottle.
Yeah. So Spider-Man and I are looking at this book, and there are some things hidden.
There's trash, like a glove and a water bottle.
Let's see what's happening in this story. Are you ready? Okay. All right, here we go. Deep in the forest lived a badger named Pete, who tidied and cleaned and kept everything neat. He tidied the flowers by checking each patch and snipping off any that didn't quite match. He tidied the fox by grooming his fur. He untangled each knot and each twig and each burr. He tidied the birds from the big to the small by brushing their beaks and then bathing them all. He picked up stray sticks and swept and he rubbed. He polished the rocks and he scoured and scrubbed. Oh my goodness, yes, indeed. In this picture, friends, we can see that our friend has a vacuum, or Hoover, as you would have it be, and he is just trying to vacuum up all of, suck up all the leaves on the floor. But there is an issue. There is a snake mixed up with the hose on this vacuum. I do hope he's careful. I'm sure he will be.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. And there are birds in the trees and squirrels.
Look.
Mm-hmm. So many things to see in this forest. But it is very funny to see cleaning equipment.
That's not a bird.
What is it?
That's a man's basket.
Oof. I think it's a bird. It is a little blue-headed bird.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thanks.
You're welcome. Maybe you should get your glasses wiped. You okay with them? Okay.
Tell me if you see any trash in the trees.
Well, let's see.
Trash anyway.
Mm-hmm. It looks like we might have a thing. So, when a leaf fell, well, what happened?
All the leaves fell.
Mm-hmm. In the autumn, what happens to trees?
They lose their leaves.
Mm-hmm. Pete tidied up. But he still wasn't happy. Now the trees looked bare and scrappy. And so, to make it all look neat, Pete undertook a mighty feat. Now, in this picture, what do we see? What is he doing? What has he done?
All the leaves are in trash.
Yeah, he took all the leaves and he put them in trash. Oh, but it's made a mountain of trash bags, hasn't it? He dug up every single tree. But then it rained. There was a flood. And afterward, a lot of mud. And in the picture, what is he trying to do? He's out in the woods, which are no longer woods because he took down the trees. And he's trying to mop the mud. But now that just seems hopeless, doesn't it? Let's see what happens next. Pete called in the diggers. He called in the mixers. He called in the concrete, the rakers, the fixers. I think we might have a problem on our hands. No mud. No leaves, no mess, no trees. Perfectly tidy and perfectly neat.
This forest is practically perfect,
said Pete.
I'm hungry,
he thought.
I deserve a treat.
So he hunted around for something to eat, but the beetles and worms that he usually found were under concrete, deep in the ground. And so Pete decided to go home instead. If he couldn't have dinner, he'd go straight to bed. But when he arrived and took out his key, there wasn't a door where there used to be. Oh, do you see what's happened? When he took down those trees and he built on the concrete to make it nice and clean, now he has no way to get into his home, which is underneath the concrete. It's a very sad situation, friends. Later that night, Pete tossed and he turned. His belly was empty. It rumbled and churned. As he lay in his mixer, wide, wide awake, he started to think.
I've made a mistake. So, the very next morning when it got light, he set about trying to put everything right.
And what is he doing?
Jackhammering.
Yeah, he's breaking up all the concrete. Oh my goodness. Then the animals came. From the strong to the weak, they lent him a paw or a claw or a beak. They put everything back, as it always had been, but maybe less watered and not quite as clean. And Pete, well, he promised to tidy up less. But if he succeeded is anyone's guess.
What toothbrush?
Oh my goodness, yes, see friends, in the picture we can see he is supposed to be loving his friends no matter how messy they are and enjoying the wilderness no matter how messy it is. But he did, it looks like, had behind his back a brush and some cleaning fluids and some scrubbers and some sponges and things
what
of that nature.
That
well, we can see the ants have taken all of those things which he had behind him, and they're dumping them in a trash bin that says, "Keep your forest tidy." And hopefully this will keep his forest tidy if he can just recognize that that's the forest. And the forest can be as foresty as it wants, with leaves and bugs and flowers and such. And the inside of your house, you can make that be as tidy as you would like, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they can't be the same. You can't have the outside be as clean as the inside, right? Yeah. And that, my friends, is
the end.